We're learning Masech, this Yuma Daf Chav Chesem Beis. We're starting from the Mishnah and Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph, the beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah says, Amlema Mamuna, Tsuru Megiyaz Manashkita. The Mamuna tells them, go and see Rashi's Tsu, go out on the wall, or on top of a wall, on top of a roof, and see if the Giyaz Manashkita, Rashi's Shkita Satamit, Klaimim Heir and Mizrach, which we'll discuss Heir and Mizrach soon. Shashkita Psula Balayla, Rashi says. At night, the Shkita's Psula, the Sibiyayim Zivchachet. So what's the psul of shechting the tamid by night? Because aveda has to be done by day. B'yayim zivchachem, shechita of a karban has to be done by day. If a shechita of a karban is done by night, it's possible. So the Briski Rav, on his kedushim, on kiddush achaydish yuma and sukkah, on yuma here on this mishnah, so the chayyim don't need that reason. Rashi is saying a reason because shechita is a psul, and a psul aveda, shechita is an aveda has to be done by day. The chayyim typically, because his zman atamid is in the day. His zman atamid is bebeikin. It's a kevus achatas bebeikin. So before it becomes day, it's not the zman akarbin. So he can't be yates in the midst of tamid before day. Not only, even if a veda could be done by night, but the karbin, the tamid has his zman, has to be done by day. So there be nechanan on daf kaf tesim and aleph, going on the mission of shachtu satam vitzila beis esreifim, he taka writes. Because it says it's a kevus echatasa b'beikin. So why did Rashi say it's b'yayim zivchachem? But the Rav says that no, l'chay Rashi is right. Because else this alone, right, there it says, it's sealed, the mission says it's sealed the base of shreif, and I had to burn it. If the time was because the midst of the carbon, the midst of the time, it has to be by day, b'beikin. So let's say you bring a carbon before it's a mitzvah, it's mechus zman. It would still be a kosher carbon because it could be a nedava. See, the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Tes says even shalmei tziba kivsei atzeres. If you shechted it before shavuos, you could be zarek the baser, you could be zarek the dam, and you could eat the baser because shlomim could be a nedava. Even though we don't have really a nidvas tzibur, but lemaisa the shlomim could work. It could be a kosher shlomim. Won't you not yet in the midst of kivsei atzeres? It's not shavuos yet. But al kaponim, the carbon will be kosher, will be nedava. Koshken and oilam, it's more in the sugya. Koshken and oilam, if it's kaidim as man, it's a kosher oil. You can be makted the emirin. You can be zayrik the dam. Lamashal, let's say you have a par which you set aside for a musaf of yantif and you shechted an air of yantif. So it's not possible. You don't have to burn it. You're not yates in the mitzvah's musaf. You have to bring the musaf on yantif. But the par is an oilam, so it'll be like an oilam's nedava. So now that's what Rashi needs b'yayim zivchachem to tell you that the carbon is possible. It's Yil Lebeis HaShreif. And now L'chay Shreif and the Rach is discussing it's Yil Lebeis HaShreif. Why does he say? Because he can't be Yetzir the Tamid, even if he's not Yetzir the Tamid. But L'chay, why would that be a reason why the carbon is possible? So like the Briski Rav, you're going to have to say in the Rach that the Pshat is that the Psul of the carbon is because he shechted it before the Tamid. So Mel, that's why it's the Psul B'Dievet. But L'chay have really cashed it the other way. He could have said better. The Psul B'Dievet is because the Avayda has to be done by Yain. So he says, the Rav says that the Rach wants to say, we'll see this in the Hamshech HaDashir, that there's a new Zman of Heir Pnei HaMizrach, if you hold this a different Zman than Alois HaShachar, that the din of Heir Pnei HaMizrach is a din in the Talmud. I mean, the Rais is Alois HaShachar. I mean, the Rabbana, they said it's Heir Pnei HaMizrach. He says, the Rambam is pretty much refers that way. The Rambam says, Amos is Zman Shkitasan. When is the Zman of the Shkitas Talmud? Shal Baker, Sheikh the Maisai, Kairim Shetal HaChama, before the sun rises. Mishiyah pnei kol mizrach. When it's hey pnei mizrach. So the din to wait to hey pnei mizrach is not a din in that the avodah needs hey pnei mizrach. Avodah is good enough for leis hashach. It's a din that the tamid needs hey pnei mizrach. But that's also shittas rishonim that the tamid has a new zman of hey pnei mizrach like we're going to discuss. But al kopanim, that's the shakel v'tayah the Rav had that Rashi says the reason why it's no good at night is because b'yayim sevchachem. In fact, the Rav tapik lay that it's not the zman of tamid. And for the Rav, that'll be why not yet to the Tamid, but that wouldn't be why the carbon's possible. The carbon's possible only because the Aveda was done by night. Now, the Mishnah says, Imigia Rayam Barkoi, and Tanakama says the Ray says Barkoi, and this is Masi ben Shmuel, I'm Mehe Pnei Kol Mizrach Hachem Bechevrin, Vuam Mehe. Masi ben Shmuel, it's a Shaila, Rashi Menacha says that Masi ben Shmuel was the Mamuna, and he used to say, Hey Pnei Kol Mizrach Hachem Bechevrin. The Mefarish and the Raivan and Talmud also learn that way. The Teis Hashanim brings it down. Teis Hashanim and the Ritva learn that no, Masi Mishmuel is an opinion that they didn't say Barakoi, they said, hey, Pnei Kol Mizrach. But the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says like this. The Rambam sees the machlokes here, that the Tanakama says Barakoi, and Matisyahu ben Shmuel says, hey, Pnei Kol Mizrach, and that's a later Zman. Barakoi is an earlier Zman, and hey, Pnei Kol Mizrach is a later Zman. In Mesechus Talmud Orsi says very similarly, says, Shema Oilu Lamakim Gavaya Kishoreit Sana Mizrach Hischel by Ar Amr Barakoi. As soon as he sees a little light in the Mizrach, a drop of light, a start of light, he says Barakoi, Vatzloi Meskila Birke Ar, it starts shining. Masiv and Shmuel is arguing. He says you need the Yair Kolam Mizrach, not just the Pintala, not just the little dot, but the Yair Pnei Kolam Mizrach. Maybe Yosef here says that. He says, Masiv and Shmuel says, even though they said Barakoi, it's not yet time to Shecht. You have to ask them, is it Yair Pnei Mizrach? And he says, yes, Anshe B'chevrein. And that Zman is closer to the day than the Tanakam Zman. Valacha Kamasya. Says to the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah is here in Talmud the Meimi, but Rashi is not mashma anyway. Rashi is mashma. It says Zman Hashkita Kolimim Hei Mizrach. Rashi, but the Tanakama says already Hei Mizrach. So what's the machloek? It's the Mefarish also in Talmud and the Raivin in Talmud also say like Rashi here that Barakoi means Hei Yis Zman Hashkita means Hei Mizrach, even according to the Tanakama. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sim Beit Esef Aleph says Zman Tefilas Hashachar. Mitzvasa she asked the imma neitzachama. The zman feels a shachar, the mitzvah should start with the neitzachama, with the sun rising. The mitzvah mishyal amen a shachar veheir pnei a mizrach yatsi. You really should daven by sunrise. But if you daven earlier, mishyal amen a shachar veheir pnei a mizrach yatsi. That's also Lashem Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Siv Gimel Chelekim, which is the Beis Yosef brings down. So that sounds like if you daven before heir a mizrach and not yatsi. The Baruch also writes it there. You need Heir Kol Mizrach. It's not good enough that a Nekuda, not good enough just a dot of light. You need a line of light going through the whole Mizrach. Now the Magen Avraham says that it's true, Ben Yeruchim says that, and the Shulchan Aruch says it, but other places just say Aleis HaShachar. So he holds that though. He holds you don't need Heir Pnei Mizrach. Aleis HaShachar is good enough. And that's what the Prikadosh also says. And they say like this. They say, really, Aleis HaShachar Yimamahu. Why didn't he Heir Pnei Mizrach? Because they were afraid of a mistake of the Mara Levana. So in Mela, it was only because they were afraid of a mistake, so but the Evidiyetza. And Prima Gadim is not sure. Maybe once they were conveyed as Mana Tamid to behave Bnei Mizrach, even though they did it because of a mistake, maybe not Yetza. He says, B'Shas Atchak, it says you're allowed to be Davin by Aleis HaShachar. But Shalai B'Shas Atchak, maybe even with the Evidiyetza, he brings the Rosh in the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachas, his Mashman that way. But all these Achreinim, the Magen Avraham, and the Prichadish and the Prima Gadim, on ending on that there's two zmanim, like we said over from the Pirush Mishnah. It says Aleis HaShachar. It's Hei Pnei Mizrach. Aleis HaShachar is a time when midereis it's a ready day, and when there's a drop of light, a nekuda of light, so that's already Aleis HaShachar. Now the Chachamim, because of our Chaka, they said Yinal Neshech Latam, that's Hei Pnei Mizrach, which means that there's a whole line, there's a line of light going on the whole eastern side of the horizon, and they're arguing. Now that the Chazal said you can't shech the Tamid until Hei Pnei Mizrach, are you Yetzah Tefillah Shachar B'di Evid before Hei Pnei Mizrach? Do you say Midir Aisa Yetzah B'di Evid or no? Since Bin Avon has said this Mashkinah Satamid, you're not Yetzah. But Kama Achreinim, the Be'alacha brings this all down, both in Simon Peites and in Simon Nunches by Shkriya Shema, and he brings Kama Achreinim hold that no, Aleis HaShachar is Hei Pnei Mizrach. The Shnei Siliyo from the Goyin in Brachas Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph twice, he describes Aleis HaShachar as Hei Pnei Mizrach. And the Achreinim, the Aliyo Rabbah, and the Mati Yehuda, and the Magen Gibayim, they all say there's no two Zmanim. Aleis HaShachar is the Zman of Hei Pnei Mizrach. And they're arguing Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mefarshim that say that Hei Pnei Mizrach is the time that's after Aleis HaShachar is explained in the Mishnah like this. It says like this, Metzio Mishwulai Mehei Pnei Kol Mizrach Hachi Bechavi Omehei V'lam Ahud Shechu Lekach. Why do they need that? Why do they need what? So they understand Lom Mahutshul Lekach means why did they have to wait to Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach? Tanakama said Barakoi. Not the Shel Ben Shmuel said no. Barakoi is not good enough. You need Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Shebechevrin. Luamar Hein. You need Mamash Heir Pnei Kol Mizrach Ad Shebechevrin. Why? Why is Elisa Shachar good enough? Teretz says, because they once made a mistake. The Magen Avraham says this, that's a pshat in the Mishnah, the Minchas Kayin. It's a sefer, a lot of bad zmanim, early sefer before the Magen Avraham, even Maimon Rishon, Perek Beis, and the Be'er Sheva and Tamid. And really, the Miri already says that here. And the Pirish Mishnayis L'Ramam is mashma that way, and in Tamid. That he's saying, like we said, that it's a later time. And he's saying clearly that the Tanakhama holds the earlier time, that the Seor Ben Shmuel holds a later time, and we pass him like Masir Ben Shmuel. So, Lam Lehutshechul Lekach means, why they make a later time? The Teretz says, because of the mistake. But the Mepharshim that hold that Alayis HaShachar and Hei B'nei Mizrach is exactly the same time, that's the Chari Rashi. Rashi says, and the Tanakhama, Klamer of Hei Mizrach. And Rashi says, Lam Lehutshechul Lekach, what does Rashi say? Lalis Lagag Valiris. He doesn't say, why do they have to wait to have Nei Mizrach? Why do they have to wait to go up in the Gag? So Rashi's Mashmah is the same time. Alayis HaShachar is Hayim Nei Mizrach. Tanakhama holds Hayim Mizrach, Matisyo Mishpul holds Hayim Mizrach. There's no Machlaikis, but if there is a Machlaikis, the Machlaikis is just exactly what the Mamunah said, not the time. And Mamela, before Hayim Nei Mizrach, it's not Alayis HaShachar altogether. As they stated in the Matthew Yehudam, and the Eliyahu Rabbah, and the Magen Gibayim, they all say, Klar, this Pshat. Now in the Rambam it's a little shver. I mean, on one side, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis is very clear that Hei Pnei Mizrach is after Alayis HaShachar. And he says, we pass like Vesey Oven Shmuel. So we see clearly that Alayis HaShachar of Kol HaTorah Kula is before Hei Pnei Mizrach. And you don't need Hei Pnei Mizrach for Alayis HaShachar. Now, in the Rambam in Yad Chazakah, he only brings Hei Pnei Mizrach L'gam V'Nishkit T'Satam. He doesn't bring it anywhere else. A lot of times he writes about Alayis HaShachar to tell you that a din of Yayim is by Alayis HaShachar. He never says Hei Pnei Mizrach. He says it by Tamid. It's mashma that it's a din in Tamid. There's exam yichedis by Tamid that you need Hei Pnei Mizrach. The Bras Briski Rav in the Kuntres on Yuma also says it's klar. But it's a little bit shver because in Hilchas Tfimli it doesn't mention Hei Pnei Mizrach. He should have said that because if the Tamid taka needs Hei Pnei Mizrach, so the Chayra Tfimli also should need Hei Pnei Mizrach. And even by the Talmud, he should have mentioned that by the Eved Yaitzim Mishalam and Ashachar. He shouldn't have only said this man of Hei Pnei Mizrach. He should have said that the din is to wait till Hei Pnei Mizrach. And if not, Mishalam and Ashachar, Yaitzim by the Eved. That's why the Mat Yehuda and the Magen Gibayim are Medayik, that he holds it the same Zman. So he never, it's interesting. Why would he only say it by the Talmud? In fact, the Pirish Mishnayis and Lins Mufurish is a different Zman. Now, in Hilchas Avodah Yisrael B'Kippurim specifically, he writes that there was Shachtu Tam and Achar Alayis HaShachar. It doesn't mention Hei Pnei Mizrach. So if you hold it's one Zman, you could stim all the Rambams in Yad HaChazakah, that Enoch Hanami only threw in Hei Pnei Mizrach by the Tamid, but he didn't really mean it Bedafka, because it's always Hei Pnei Mizrach. Alayis HaShachar and Mizrach is synonymous. So Mela, it's not fair why he said Hei Pnei Mizrach by the Tamid, and he didn't say it by Yom Kippurim, and he didn't say it in Hilchas Tefillah. But if you hold this two Zmanim, like he himself says in the Pirish Mishnais, so then it's a bit shver. Why only said it by the Tamid, and Chai by Yom Kippur, he should have said it. Now the Netziv, in the Sefer Roi Mesada, he brings it later on the Afkav Tesim and Aleph, he says that the Rambam holds that on Yom Kippur they didn't wait for Hei Pnei Mizrach. The whole year they waited for Hei Pnei Mizrach because you had the Tayyus for the moon, and that you don't really have on Yom Kippur. I mean, you don't have it, you only have it at the end of the month, but the Altsloi Plug, They said that you always have to wait till Hei Pnei Mizrach. When Yom Kippur, they didn't want to do that because of Chol Shad Kayin Gadol. So in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, he says, Elashim le'yishek lem et shemekirin she'ol ha'shachar bevadai, shem yishretu b'layla. That in Yom Kippur, they were careful to make sure that it was vadai ol ha'shachar. He didn't say that in Hilchos, to me, the numerous often. Because there the pshat is, Yitaka said to wait till Hei Pnei Mizrach, so they didn't have to. They didn't have to make sure that it was Allah Bavada because they waited till Hei Pnei Mizrach. So well, they were sure. Hashem Yom Kippur, they did it right after Alayis HaShachar, but they made 100% sure it was Alayis HaShachar. David Ozel also says it's an Hilchos Avodah Yisrael B'Kippurim, Al-Kapanim in the second Teretz. A little bit shver, why he didn't say that Yaitzib B'Dievet before Hei Pnei Mizrach and Hilchos Tmidim, and why he didn't bring the Sheh of Hei Pnei Mizrach and Hilchos Tvila. But Al-Kapanim, the Stira, in Hilchos Avodah Yisrael B'Kippurim, where he said Alayis HaShachar, maybe that was Bedafka, because on Yom Kippur, they targeted it right after Alayis HaShachar. Could be you learned the Gemara in Dafka of Tessim and Aleph that way, maybe at a different Girsam. That's what the Netziv is discussing. Now the Gemara also gets involved in Mincha. The Gemara says, Amrav Safra, Avraham Avinu davened as soon as the walls became dark. In other words, as soon as it was exactly Chatzos. The Gemara says that how come the Tumah was only Nishka by Vavu Machza on Erev Pesach Chalais Erev Shabbos? Why didn't they make the Tumah in Mishamishu Kasli? The Gemara says Mishnah Mechavni. The walls weren't exactly straight. They weren't able to tell exactly when it was exact Chatzos. Avraham Avinu was able to tell because he was a Zakim V'Yeshu B'Yeshiva. He had its Nigin's Belibay. Whatever it is, that's against the Gemara. So the Siach Yitzchak tells us, why did they bring this Gemara here? What's in the Gaya here, this thing of Avraham Avinu davening Mincha? And also, my nafkamina, he says, Slaysi Avraham Chimashri Kasli, and Rav Yosef was bothered, Anomei Avraham Nekim V'Nigmar. It sounds like he's trying to teach Halacha based on it, but Lamayis Halacha is not the way. The Halacha is, you have to wait till Vavu Maksa, because we're not Baki like Avraham. So, and the Shulchan Aruch and Sibin Reishan, the Gemara says, Mincha also, you have to wait till Sheishu Maksa. So what was in the Geya that Avraham Davin Mishkimashri Kasli? So the Siach Yitzchak explains that the Gemara is trying to explain why did they have to shech the Tumah exactly by Alois HaShachar, and they made a whole thing because one time they made a mistake and Mel they had to make a behavior Pnei Mizrach and they had to send somebody up on the roof for the Kuli. But how about waiting until it's 100% day? How about waiting a half hour, an hour? So he says, Rav Saf is trying to answer that. Avraham Avinu davened Mincha at the earliest possible time. Is that Mincha? We don't do it because Mincha is too hard to tell exactly Mechatzais. Chatzais, you have to be a big astronomer to be able to tell the exact Chatzais. I mean, we have clocks and Zmanim charts, so we could do it. But Bezman Chazal, you had to be able to tell from looking at the sun. It's very, very hard to tell the angle of the sun. And Mamela, you had to wait a half hour. Mashayin Cain, by Shachris, you could tell. You could see light coming from the east. That's why they did it exactly when it happened. Now, the Svasemis asked the Kasha here, because the Emes is, there's a Machlaikas Yishenim. Rav Yishenim hold that you daven Mincha as soon as you could. Mincha Gedela. The Rambam holds the Chachili, you daven Mincha Ketana. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes in Siman Meishlam and Gimel. So how does he learn our Sugya? It says that Rambam Avinu daven as soon as he possibly could. We, Avraham Avinu was able to daven exactly Chatzais, we would have to wait a half hour. So what's the pshat? How come the Rambam says you wait till Mincha Ketana? But I think the Teretz is like this. By Avraham Avinu, they didn't yet have a Tumah. Avraham Avinu just had a Takana of Mincha. So Mel, the Zman of Mincha was right after Chatzais. But we have a din of Tiknut Filas Keneged Tmidim, and the Tumah the whole year was brought on Sheishu Machza, and it was finished Teishu Machza. So the din is, according to the Rambam, that since the Chatchila Digazman of the Tumah finished B'teishu Machzah, that's when you daven Mincha L'Chatchila. That's good for the Halacha. So Mel Avraham Avinu davened at the earliest possible time. That's what you normally do, is Yizim Akdim and Lemitzis. But the din to daven Mincha Ketan is after they were Masakim on the Tumah, and the Tumah they have to push off. And why they have to push off the Tumah? Because they had the Dorim and the Davis to bring. They had to bring the other Karbanis. So Mela, that's why we daven Mincha at the time that they normally brought the Tumah. Now there's a shaila in the Achreinim. What's the din b'di'evet? The Gemara says that really Avraham Avinu davened as soon as Chatzais Mechimashri Kasli, and the Tumah they had to wait a half hour because they weren't so baki. If you daven Mincha after Chatzais but within the first half hour, b'di'evet are you yetsa? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reishlam Megillah was mashmi yinat because Shulchan Aruch says that the Chachili should wait till Mincha Ketana, like we said, and b'di'evet if you daven after Vavu Maksa you yetsa. It's mashmi before that you're not yetsa. And the Magad Avraham says, even though the Zman is really after 6 hours, but since we're not Bekim, so we're not Yetzir, that's good for the Tekanas Chazal. You see, the Magad Avraham is Mechalik between the lack of Bekiyas by Mincha, which is Be'etzim, we Taka don't know. So even if you Taka know, you somehow found out, you daven after Chatzais, but still you're not Yetzir. And between, by Shachris, you really have a Bekiyas, it's just Chazal, Masak, and Heir Pnei Mizrach because of a mistake. So Mel, the Yetzir, the Yevid earlier. That's what the Magen Avraham holds. You're not Yetzir before Vavu Maksa, their Chaim holds the way the Bekei Yosef. But other Achreinim, the Prichadash and the Beis Yankiv, which the Behetiv brings, says that you are Yetzir after Chatzais. Because, again, it's a Tekana to wait because you're not sure. But if you daven, Lamaisa after Chatzais, you're Yetzir. The Magen Avraham wants to be tell us in the Machlokes and Brachas Dafku Zayinim Abeis, if you feel Avos Tiknun, can I get Tmidim Tiknun? Failed Avos Tiknum, so Yaitza, failed Kenegat Tmin Tiknum, since the Maisa that never brought the Tumah before Vavu Maksa, that can't be the Zman Mincha. It has to go with the Tmidim, has to go when the tefillin were actually brought. Now there's also another machlokes achrenim in Siman Pei Tes. What's it din by shachris? If you daven shachris, the din is like this. Shachris has his man tefillah of dalat shais, but with the evid, the yaitzit tefillah up till chatzais. Does that mean till chatzais, or does that mean till vavu machsa? The Ramah says you can't daven after chatzais. And Kama Achreinim, Magen Avram, and the Gayin and that holds that even though the Zman Mincha is Vavu Machsa, but since the whole din of Vavu Machsa is Enu Nebekian, it's just the Chumr the Zman Mincha is then. But Lamaisa, the Zman Mincha really starts by Chatzais, Al Kapanim Lagabi Shachris, you can't daven Shachris after Chatzais, even in the first half hour. But the Bach and the Taz, they hold that since Lamaisa, you're not Yetzim Mincha till after Vavu Machsa, like Rav Paiskim hold, so that means it's Zman Shachris. The Zman Shachris goes until the Zman Mincha. Whenever the Zman Mincha is, that's when the Zman Shachris ends. So since L'maisa, you can't have Mincha till Vavu Machsa, so until then it's Shachris. So it's a Machloek is a Peskim. Mishibur says, L'chachila, you have to be Chayshir to Peskim, and once it's Chatzais, you can't have in Shachris anymore. So L'maisa, also Peskins, by Mincha, you have to wait till Vavu Machsa. So that half hour, you can't have in Shachris, you can't have Mincha. If you waited, you didn't daven shachris till after chatzais, even though it's in the first half hour. Wait till after the half hour, and then daven mincha, and then daven at the shlumin for shachris. But with the evet, if you did daven in that half hour, so then you ate the shachris and you shouldn't make a teshlumin. Rabbi Kneger brings a very interesting slach. He says, lemaisa, what should you do lemaisa? If let's say for some reason you didn't daven shachris till after chatzais, you have a very simple etza. You could say, listen, I know it's a machlekes achreinim, is a pshat that really the Zman Mincha is chatzais. So now I can't daven shachris now. But then, I really could daven mincha now. Or no, really the Zman Mincha is vavu machsa. So I could daven shachris. So here's what I'm going to do. I'll daven ishmein esrin, I'll say, if it's a Zman shachris, so it should be shachris. And then I'm going to wait till after vavu machsa and daven mincha. If it's not the Zman Shachris, so Kumdais is the Zman Mincha. So then I'm davening Mincha. And then after Vavu Machsa, I'll daven another Shmoneh Esrei, and I'll say, if my previous Shmoneh Esrei was Mincha ready, so this is the Teshlumin for Shachris. That's what he says. You can do this also after Shkiyah, if you Chayshish, that's not the Zman Mincha after Shkiyah. So you can daven Shmoneh Esrei and say, if this is the Zman Mincha, so it's Mincha. And then, when I have a ma'ariv, that'll be ma'ariv. If this is not this man mincha, so now karchachas is my ma'ariv already. So let this be shmanesha be for ma'ariv. And the shmanesha I can do for ma'ariv, that'll be a tashlumi for mincha. L'chai, you have the same cheshbon. That should be Kveger brings from the slach.